Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That was very ominous. It was like radio silence and then NFL music.
Build up for the big voice that you are.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So Navy Mo, who's been busting my chops and hates the Cowboys and hates Cowboy B, says, to go with my logic that you're saying about being a competitor, why doesn't everybody play on every team play in the preseason? There's a reason people sit out in the preseason. Yes, you're right. Those games mean ultimately nothing. I don't like that they sit out. I want them to play all the time. I don't have to like it. I don't have to agree with it. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's part of the reason why this team sucked from basically the beginning. Sucked might be strong, but you get the point. If the Giants weren't the week one opponent, would they have won that game? If the field was reversed, and let's just say the Seahawks were the week one opponent, would they have beaten the Seahawks? No chance. Not with the way they played in that game. All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to AP. Who is with us? AP, I hope you got your boy settled down there a little bit the other day, and I hope you're able to enjoy a little bit of the weekend feeling all right.
Well, before that debacle on Sunday night, my weekend, was going okay. You know, obviously spending time with my son is always good.
Yes.
Excellent point made by the past, I guess, two callers about taking Jaden out the game. But, you know, because I get it, we're not trying to breed prima donnas or anything, you know, especially with where the organization is going in the direction that we're going as far as new management. However, still I kind of side on the, you know, why keep Jaden in when already, again, we were compromised with the skill positions that we had around him? Our O coordinator seemingly just does not have any tempo, any, like, his play calling abilities are starting to be a lot more questionable for me. Like, there's no script to his play call. There's no, like, you know, all right, we're going to do this, and then we're going to set them up for that. Like, there's just mindless play calling that teams seemingly look at as very predictable because there's no deception. And, you know, it's starting to look like a Scott Turner type of offense. Like, these quick screens, I know we don't really have players to separate, but we got to move the ball. And we can't move it going, you know, east and west. But as far as Jaden, again, just with the game out of reach, it's not an issue of pride. It's not you know, you're soft or you're waving the white flag. This is just one of those things, again, where you're just saying, yeah. Okay, let's live to see another down. You know, the defense, every time he goes back to the pass, they're in his lap. We're obviously, you know, one-dimensional right now where the teams know what we're going to do and their ears are pinned back.
But this is part of the problem, though, right? I mean, Jaden has such a competitive fire. He wants to make a play. He knows he can make a lot of plays, but he can't make every play. So he's going to have to learn the difference, and it's a fine line between, you know, when that guy jumps up in his face the other night on the play, he gets injured, instead of trying to run around him and trying to dart around him and then get tackled, and obviously what happened, you know, he's got to find a way, and it's, again, a very fine line of living for another day. As far as Cliff goes, you know, one thing that, like, I was happy, like, for everybody that wants Cliff to run more under center and all that stuff. Like, they did a bunch of that early in that game when that game was competitive. They did a bunch of it, which they had not done really all year, okay? So I thought that was a significant change. One thing I would love to see Cliff do that I don't see enough of is natural running back screens, one. Two, and I don't mean just check down because you have no other option. I mean natural by design running back screens. Mm-hmm. That's number one. Two, what I don't think he does well, honestly, especially with the lack of separation, is stacking. Stacking receivers, using rubs, using stacks to free guys. And it's what Tom Brady and Josh McDaniels and Wes Welker and Julian Edelman and all of those guys lived off of rubs, stacks, different sprays, if you will. I don't see a lot of that in this offense.
And he has one of those guys in house in Wes Welker. So it's like, again, I don't know what's going on in the building, but as a Doc Walker would say, it's not passing the eye test, and my eyes don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm only seeing what you're putting out on the field, and it's garbage. I will say, as far as Jaden, you know, because everybody's not absolved. You know, everybody is accountable in this sense, in this situation. Jaden, you know, maybe he needs to work out with a Lamar Jackson or, hell, even a Russell Wilson as far as just knowing how to protect himself, especially when things break down, because... Or hell, I mean, I don't want him to talk to RG3, but who better to learn from than him?
No.
The injury aspect, not the personality trait.
I'm talking about the thought process and the mentality and everything. Nope, no thanks. I want no part of that. Brother, I got to let you run. I appreciate you, though. Always good to hear from you. We got to get in some more calls. Let's get to, here he is, Paulie, who I heard this morning on the way in. When I was in heavy traffic trying to zip around all these idiots on the road up here, Paulie, you and Sheehan went at it like cats and dogs, man. I mean, you two, like, probably, I couldn't understand exactly what you guys were saying because you kept interrupting each other. What was going on there? I didn't realize you had that feisty of a relationship with Coach Sheehan.
Hell to the W, man. What's going on, Rufio?
What's up, Paulie?
Well, let me tell you something, man. Kevin Sheehan was my first Chris Russell. I lie to you not, and he even tell you that. But and then it's funny that you say that, because then I flip your show on, and I hear that the Jets traded Sauce Gardner.
Yeah,
and that's basically what me and Sheehan was going at it about. Because I said we need to trade Laramie Tunsil.
I remember. Yes, really? Yes. I heard you say that over and over again. Yes, correct.
Right. And that's what we was going at it about. Because I'm like, hold on, man. We should be able to trade him. I mean, we don't hold there's no loyalty in this sports, really. And as a fan base, I mean, he's only been with us this year. I didn't like the trade, but I didn't think the trade was necessary last year. I thought Brandon Coleman played pretty well for a rookie at left tackle last year, right? You look at this year, and we talk about Jaden. All three of his injuries came for him under pressure. So don't sit here and tell me that, you know, he's such a big factor that we can't go without Laramie Tunsil.
Well,
they basically traded for him because they was going for the win. They were going for the Super Bowl. Well, you see how that season is.
Well, I think they were trying to improve two spots on the offensive line, right? Get a premier pass-protecting left tackle who still was under contract for 2 years and improve left guard. And where they miscalculated was Coleman, maybe because of the preseason injury. I don't know. But Coleman not being able to solidify left guard.
Right. So, and what my whole point is, so Coleman showed you he's a good tackle or a solid tackle in his rookie season. And he came in, you know, the other game and plays pretty solid. So we need draft picks. We need draft picks. And he's the only player really that can get you back a nice compensation on draft picks. So
that's fair.
I don't see why wouldn't we want to at least explore the options of trading him.
I would explore it. I would explore it. Just because you explore it doesn't mean you have to do it.
No, you're right. But what I'm saying is we need draft picks, man. Mm-hmm. This season is going nowhere. We need to build this roster up. And we made the playoffs last year without them. And it wasn't a glaring need, like, oh, my God, we got to get a left tackle in the offseason. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, when we made that trade and the trade was announced, it was a lot of people surprised the trade happened. Like, oh, man, we got Larry Tunsil?
Yeah.
And like I said, he's basically a one-trick pony in my book. I don't need somebody. I'm not trying to pay a left tackle a whole lot of money, and he's not a well-rounded left tackle. He's a better pass blocker than run blocker, and he also got a penalty problem.
He does. I don't think he's as bad as you do on run blocking, but I don't think he's like lights out or a just spacing golfer.
And that's my whole point. Like, I don't want to pay that money for a premium left tackle. And to me, he's just a one-trick pony. And my main thing is we need these picks. And I think we have people behind him that can play. So that's the basic angle I'm looking at with that, man. But as far as the quarterback, Jaden, man, I can't go with the notion of he needs to know when what'd you say? He needs to know how not to run for his life. I don't want to try to trap lightning in the bottle. I don't want to try to downplay what he does, man. We have to protect him better, you know, and we also have to protect him better with play calling also.
Yeah.
Because like I said, the three times he got hurt this year, he was running for his life.
Well, here's the thing, right? I mean, look, people are going to say, well, the Dallas one was because he was in the pocket. He wasn't running, but it was the previous play that apparently
The Dallas, it was immediate pressure.
He apparently injured the hamstring on the play before the play that he got absolutely ambushed and twisted around in the pocket by the pressure. So, you know, again, people can draw up different things and whatever. Here's the bottom line. There's always more protection in the pocket. Protection, I don't mean like physical protection, but rule protection as well in the pocket than there is outside of the pocket. We can debate this from now until kingdom come.
We are going to debate it because if you look at quarterback injuries, most of the injuries happen in the pocket.
Well, again, there's still it's undeniable, though, that by rule, there's more protection. I'm not suggesting that injuries don't happen in the pocket, but there's more protection in the pocket than out, which leads to less hits, less contact, less everything.
No, what you mean is outside of the pocket, he needs to learn how to protect himself.
Well, he does too. I got to let you run. I appreciate it. Good to hear from you. Tim Graham of the Buffalo News. Is he still with the Buffalo News? Is he with the Athletic? With the Athletic, longtime Buffalo News scribe. Said, keep an eye, and this was 5 minutes ago, ten minutes ago, keep an eye on Deebo Samuel and or Von Miller to Buffalo from Washington. Tim Graham of The Athletic is hearing Deebo Samuel and or Von Miller from Buffalo to Washington. Now, Von Miller obviously played up there, so he knows that area, and they know him, and as far as Deebo Samuel goes, they know they don't have enough weapons. And Deebo has not been right the last couple of weeks, period. End of story, end of argument. I mean, you can make – this is why it was so egregious last week when Dan Quinn – AMAC, you weren't here for this. I made a big deal out of this. Dan Quinn said, nope, don't look over here. We're great at wide receiver. We're doing awesome.
And this is –
Debo was banged up. This was before McCaffrey breaks his collarbone. Debo was banged up. McLaurin was out,
yeah.
Was going to be out after getting re-injured.
Mm-hmm.
Noah Brown still out again. Not Jalen Lane dropping everything known to mankind. Don't look over here. We're good. We feel great about where we are. It was, I mean, of all, like, it's amazing. Dan Quinn was accused of being a village idiot for leaving Jaden Daniels. No. He again, that's a much tougher decision than people want to admit and realize.
Yeah.
The dumb decision or the dumb thing out of Dan Quinn was what he said last week about the wide receiver room. And we crushed him for it, and nobody seemed to care.
Why? But, like, I don't. He's not going to say, like, yeah, we could use help.
Why wouldn't you say it? When you're asked directly, hey, could you add a veteran to the wide receiver group? Got a bunch of injuries. Yeah, guys, we're always looking to add and make the team better. Every coach in America has said that. We'll turn over every stone to make the team better. If something comes our way, we'll consider it. Absolutely. You don't have to say, no, we're good here. Nothing to see here. No problems. We're awesome.
Did he say that really?
Well, that's essentially what he said.
Yeah, you're paraphrasing a little bit. But I think that there are some times when coaches are – I don't know that that necessarily means they're not looking, but the coaches are kind of like, no, I think we're fine with what we have and let's move.
Yeah,
I think it builds morality of the team, especially
sure.
If you have young guys who you know, are kind of trying to prove themselves.
Yeah, but you know this, okay? The Giants' offensive line isn't very good, right?
Yeah.
So if Brian Daboll came out and said, you know, he's asked about adding to the offensive line.
There's been plenty of time. I could tell you where he says, you know, we got to be better as coaches. We're not looking to improve. You know, there's a lot of things that we can do.
Sure. I mean, you can do that. But he didn't even say, hey, no, that's on us to get them better.
Okay.
He said, nope, we're good over here. Nothing to see. No problems. We're happy with where we're at.
Gotcha.
I'll get you the exact quote. Mm-hmm. I mean – it was...
No, I trust you. I trust you.
It was an egregious quote.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody got fired up about it except for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm right, and they're all wrong. And further proven on... No, and here's the other thing. I mean, McCaffrey goes out on the first play of the game. Okay, fine. I mean, you can't plan for that. But here's the other thing. I don't know. The tape that I've watched, like, everybody's screaming that there's no separation. There's guys separating. Like... No, they're not elite separators by any means, but the NFL being open is a different kind of open than in college. A different kind of open than people want. People want guys separating by 6 yards. It doesn't work that way. I'll get you some next-gen stats on it coming up. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, we continue. Take a quick time out. Stay on track. We'll get more of your calls on the other side. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, 25 minutes after the hour of 3 o'clock as we head down the stretch. By the way, I got to send a shout out to not only my guy, Athan, who says he's bringing burgers from the Capitol Grill over here. He's wonderful. But also my guy, AMAC, who came up large and in charge yesterday. AMAC, you want to tell the people what you did?
No, I don't remember what happened.
You don't remember?
What did I do yesterday?
I thought our time together meant more to you.
You're talking about after the show.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, did I do something great? Oh.
You did? You saved my ass.
I don't. How is that, by the way? Chris
my
Russell.
Ass? No. It's sore.
It's not. Okay.
I'm just teasing. No, my.
This has gone so far down the wrong path. That was not what I was asking about. I would never ask about your ass. So, if anytime there's any question about me asking about your ass, just.
See, people think I'm not funny. I'm funnier than people realize.
Just defer on the side of he's not asking
people
about my ass.
People think the only guy that can crack a joke around here is Danny Ruhier. Okay. I'm funnier than most people, I'll tell you that much. I ain't funnier than Danny. I'm funnier than most people, I tell you that much.
So yesterday after work, you had some air pressure issues
right,
in your tire.
Right.
And I was able to use an electric pump that works wonders and help you out.
So I was down to 24 pounds of pressure in my right rear tire. New car with only almost 4,000 miles on it. So it shouldn't have been, but I guess a little chilly overnight, whatever. It turned on after I went to the gas station and while I was on the road. I didn't know exactly how long it was or how low it was, whatever, but I made it to the station. AMAC said, I got an air pump. So we went out to his car, walked, we talked, we hung out, we bonded, a little fellowship. He checked out all of my tires. We got enough air, 34 pounds a square inch, whatever you call it. And I was able to figure out on my new electrical fandangled display how to reset the TPMS kit or whatever it is that it kept saying. And I was able to reset it, and now it's not there anymore. So apparently I'm okay. So thank you, AMAC. I just put this up, a screen grab of it from Next Gen Stats, which is, of course, the computer technology, chip technology, whatever. Everybody... So many people have been bitching and moaning because this is what they're told, or this is what Chris Collinsworth pointed out once, that the Commander's receivers couldn't get any separation the other night, and that's why Jaden struggled, and that's why Jaden got hurt, and all this stuff. Listen, I'm not telling you that on some plays there wasn't a lack of separation and reasonably nowhere for him to go. Not saying that. But as usual... As usual, the notion that one or two plays equals an entire game or an entire stretch or an entire season is usually bupkis. And in this particular case, just using this data that's available to us, the league average for receiver separation, meaning from the closest defender, is 2.98 yards. That's the league average. Treylon Burks had 5.73 yards of separation on average. Zach Ertz had 2.16, which is well below the league average. Deebo Samuel had 4.08 yards of separation, well above the league average. Jalen Lane had 3.27 yards, not well above, but above. John Bates, 3.71 yards of separation. So they tracked in this thing for next-gen stats with the chip technology. This is not eyes. This is chip technology. Four out of the five receiving options for the Commanders all had above, or in some cases well above, league average separation. As usual, the notion, I think Mark Bullock did something on this. I haven't seen it yet, but I saw it pop up in my email inbox. The notion that the Commanders had nobody separating and Jaden had nowhere to go, as usual, is wrong. On some plays, yes. Guess what, guys? That's going to happen. Some plays are not all plays. Some plays are not all plays. By the way, real quickly, just to kind of show you how crazy some of these numbers are, Jackson Smith and Jigba is pretty good, huh? Right? A-Mac, you think he's pretty good?
He's really good.
What I said, the league average of separation is 2.98 yards.
Uh-huh.
You know what Jackson Smith and Jigba's average separation on Sunday night was?
What?
2.87 yards.
Yeah.
Below the league average, and the dude just dominates.
Yeah.
The dude just dominates. You know what Horton, the kid that scored the first two touchdowns, average separation was?
What's that?
1.83 yards. The league average is 2.98. You see what I'm saying? Not everything is as you guys see it. And as Chris Collinsworth or somebody on Twitter points out in your blogosphere, in your Twitterati. All right, we'll take a timeout. Come back for a final round of calls. Sorry if we don't get to everybody. I can't get everybody in every day. So especially everybody that calls this, you know, every single day. Yeah, so let's do the trending alert. Real quickly here, there's a lot of news going on, so let's make sure we get it for you, for those just joining us. All right, it's about a half an hour until the trade deadline. No news is, well, whatever kind of news for the Washington Commanders so far, although there was the report just a moment ago that the Buffalo Bills could be looking to add Deebo Samuel and... or Von Miller. Now, Ben Standig just reporting that Treylon Burks was added to the active roster for the Commanders. Remember, he was active the other night, but was officially on the practice squad, which means he could have gone elsewhere. So are the Commanders preparing to lose a receiver? Again, could be Deebo Samuel. It could be just simply that they thought they would lose Treylon Burks. And, of course, they had an open spot with Luke McCaffrey going on IR. Earlier today, the NFL just gone ham. That's right. Couple of big, big deals. Quinnen Williams goes from the New York Jets, three-time Pro Bowler, to the Dallas Cowboys for a couple of draft picks. Also, Mazi Smith, a recent first-round pick for the Cowboys at defensive tackle. Before that, Sauce Gardner was traded by the New York Jets to the Indianapolis Colts for two first-round picks and young wide receiver A.D. Mitchell. Jacoby Myers goes from Vegas to Jacksonville at wide receiver. And Shakir goes from the New Orleans Saints to the Seattle Seahawks. And that's what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right. Apparently, the Jets are not interested in trading Garrett Wilson. So we talked about that earlier in the show. And that's what, like, my buddy Bruce was saying, you know, they might trade him, right? Apparently not. Supposedly, teams have called, sensing, obviously, that the Jets are just completely cleaning house. No deal yet, as far as I can tell, for the Commanders. Again, the report was, and it was just a report, but from The Athletic, longtime Buffalo writer, saying Von Miller and or Deebo Samuel, perhaps, to Buffalo. Still some time here before the deadline. The Commanders, the one thing that we can say is Treylon Burks from the practice squad to the active roster. And again, that could be because Luke McCaffrey going on IR. They have the spot. B, they sense people are sniffing around. I don't know, whatever. So either way, that's the one thing that we can say has happened. Okay? Now, don't forget, just because a deal may not be announced by 4 o'clock, it may be pending final approval or whatever through the NFL. So, again, you could find out some stuff after 4 o'clock. Just saying. Also, before we get back to the calls, my guy, Anthony, double for that play because you're not going to pull him out mid-drive, right? And the drive goes five-plus minutes. So it takes us all the way down to 7:39 or whatever it was on the clock.
Yeah, so I just think, before you just told me that, I kind of was thinking Anthony Lynn might have come up to him and kind of told him, because there has to be an adult on the staff, and I thought that one might come from Anthony Lynn. But the plan, the direction of the team, and I kind of told you this with Cliff Kingsbury at the start of the season, and training camp, I just didn't see any improvements. I know they brought in Deebo and Laramie, but there was no real number one threat or number two threat opposite Terry. And looking at our team, you knew that's what we needed on the defensive side. We needed a game wrecker. We did nothing to address that. Now, if you want to say Von Miller was his way of addressing it, come on. We needed a little bit more than that. We needed a game wrecker.
Yes.
And we went into the season without it.
They have nice guys. They don't have cyborgs. You call them game wreckers. I call them cyborgs.
Yes.
And, by the way, in a deep draft for defensive end edge, they didn't use one single selection.
And my biggest thing is Toy Horton was a fifth round receiver. I'm not sure if he was drafted this year or last.
Yeah.
But we have a third round pick, and he's returning picks. That pick, like the picks that Adam Peters has made, even going back to last year, like we have to look at him in a different light too, because we see the Eagles going for it, we see the Jets going for it, or not the Jets. Who did they trade? The Colts. Now they have a better record than us, but we see GMs are being shrewd operators, and all we heard about from Adam Peters was that he plays hardball with a top receiver on the team that should have been in camp. So, like, I hope that they just shut down the whole thing. I really thought we would be selling some pieces. That goes to show you that Adam Peters is not a shrewd operator. And I lost all faith in what they're doing right now.
I think your opinion is going to be what a lot of people are thinking over the next 8-9 months, if not beyond, that people are really starting to doubt the direction.
Do you feel like they did enough coming into the season?
No, not at all. We talked about that constantly, but everybody was in love, and it was Fantasy Island and all that. Jay, I appreciate you. I got to let you run to it. We got a break, right? Okay. Sorry to everybody we didn't get a hold of. My bad, but, you know, we got schedule and give people a chance to talk. Can't get to everybody. We will get to you tomorrow, though. We got nothing but time around here and a horrible football team to talk about. The Washington Commanders, formerly known as the Redskins. Dumb of the day. It's not Athan, I'll tell you that much. He made up for his sins yelling at me on Twitter earlier for talking about the Jets. He made up for his sins, but it might be somebody else. We'll tell you who next. All right, the DOC is coming straight ahead. Burgundy and gold today. We get a reprieve from Linnell once again, so that's great. I'm just teasing. Linnell's on overtime tonight, 6:30 to 10 on the Fan. But Doc is coming up next, Burgundy and gold today. It is time for Dumb Dumb of the Day, yes indeed. How about this, right? Halloween weekend, lots of people dressing up in costumes, lots of people doing all sorts of things. Adults go to parties, kids go trick-or-treating, sometimes, you know, things happen. So an 18-year-old man, if you can call him a man, in Florida man, you know they're dumber than a box of rocks, was arrested on a DUI charge. Why? Well, because he was drinking while driving. And on top of that, you know what his costume was? As a prison inmate. So he was dressed as a prison inmate before drinking, driving, getting pulled over, asked to walk a line in a standard sobriety test. I've seen the video. Dressed in his orange penitentiary pants and a white shirt. Jimmy Glover, 18, of Port St. Lucie, Florida, was arrested shortly before 6 a.m. Again, in prison garb, which was his costume for driving while intoxicated. Now, there is nothing fun about driving while intoxicated or under the influence, but I gotta say, dude knew he was going to jail, knew he was going behind bars. He was already dressed for it. And the Port St. Lucie Police Department, they've been having a little bit of fun on social media with him. One of the things that they said, again, on Facebook, quote, locked up inmate Halloween costume was already dressed for arrest. Another thing they said was, quote, we would rather get dispatched because your Halloween decorations are just that good, not for DUIs. Celebrate responsibly. So they've been going after him. They've been teasing him. He was held on $1,500 bond and then ultimately released 10 hours after his arrest on Halloween morning. Dum-dum of the day and then some. All right, that's going to do it for us once again. Thanks to our guy, Athen, for bringing us Capital Grill. That's so sweet of him. He is a good man. Have a safe flight, my friend. Appreciate you. And as well, thanks to everybody that joined us on the phones and drove me absolutely insane. Back together tomorrow at 1. Thanks to AMAC as well, the DOC, BNG today. Coming up next. See you tomorrow at 1 o'clock on the Team 980. Adios.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you can go sit down, Russo. Goodbye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.